You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they love to do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
I don't know where to begin.
Back to the States, and Rachel has provided us with a full report that I'm going to read. Today we will cover Trump's exit from the World Health Organization, a conservative group's anti-lockdown protest in Michigan, and how Native Americans are faring against COVID-19.
I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less. As the organization's leading sponsor, the United States has a duty to insist on full accountability.
Yes, as you heard, Trump has stopped funding the World Health Organization. Founded in 1948 and based in Switzerland, the UN agency is involved in vaccination campaigns, health emergencies, and supporting all 194 member states in primary care. Funding is dependent on a country's wealth and population. The US provided the most funding. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was not the time to cut funds to the organization, which is absolutely critical to the world's efforts to win the war against COVID-19, end quote. From the UK to Germany to China, leaders have condemned President Trump's choice, stating the move will undermine international cooperation. However, the World Health Organization has been criticized internationally for being constrained by politics and a sprawling bureaucracy. In March, the UN agency was accused of being unduly influenced by China after a senior official refused to discuss Taiwan's response to the outbreak. Some health experts also say that the agency's guidance on face masks has led to public confusion. American political commentator Noam Chomsky says cutting the funding of the World Health Organization is simply a way for Trump to divert attention away from his administration's own incapabilities.
I mean, it's become convenient now. Trump is desperately seeking some scapegoat that he can blame for his astonishing failures and incompetence. The most recent one is the World Health Organization, China bashing. Somebody else is responsible. But it's simply, the facts are very clear. China very quickly informed the World Health Organization last December that they were finding patients with pneumonia-like symptoms with unknown etiology. Didn't know what it was. About a week later, January 7th, they made public the fact to the World Health Organization, the general scientific community in the world, that Chinese scientists had found out what the source was, a coronavirus resembling the SARS virus. They had identified that they'd sequenced the genome. They were providing the information to the world. The U.S. intelligence was well aware of it. They were spent January and February trying to get somebody in the White House to pay attention to the fact that there's a major pandemic. Nobody could listen. Trump was off playing golf or maybe listening, checking his TV ratings.
In a polluted US state that is one of the hardest hit by COVID-19, thousands of conservative demonstrators, many of them armed, have gridlocked the center of Lansing, Michigan's capital. They are opposed to the state's stay-at-home order, but Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the mass gathering may in fact lengthen the stay-at-home order for longer than necessary. The Michigan Conservative Committee has come up with a slogan for the protest: "They're driving us out of business, we're driving to Lansing." Chants of "lock her up" have been witnessed, referring to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has coincidentally been repeatedly attacked by President Trump. Trump has been attacking not only Whitmer but other governors across the states, claiming he alone had the authority to decide when social distancing measures should end. A long line of cars, commonly pickup trucks and work vehicles, has been streaming into the capital from one particular town, which has a population of 3,000. JJ McNabb, a fellow at George Washington University and an expert on anti-government groups and extremists, has been monitoring the protests in Michigan. She said another event was being planned for Saturday in Austin, Texas, backed by Owen Schroyer, who works for Alex Jones's conspiracy theory promoting InfoWars. McNabb says of the protesters, "If they are coming from their town to do this protest, imagine what they're carrying back to that little town that probably doesn't have a big hospital, lots of beds, an ICU and ventilators." Not far away in Detroit, Michigan, links have been found between its long-standing toxic industries and COVID-19. Harvard University researchers found that even small exposure to pollution in the years before the virus outbreak is associated with a 15% higher risk of death. The pollution resides near vulnerable communities, putting people of colour at risk. One group particularly at risk is the Navajo Nation, which overlaps Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico, and is the largest Native American reservation in the United States. If the Navajo Nation were a U.S. state, it would rank number 3 for per capita COVID-19 infections, behind only New York and New Jersey. Fears are rising among the Navajo Nation's people, who call themselves the Diné, with 30% of homes having no access to clean running water. The Diné fear they could be wiped out altogether by the outbreak. With only 13 supermarkets and a 40% unemployment rate, residents are forced to drive hundreds of miles to bigger cities for supplies and work. With lack of access to healthy food, obesity, diabetes and poor general health are common among the people, conditions believed to make people more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. There are also no critical care facilities within the nation. Mobile testing facilities are moving around the area, but these are set to leave by the end of the week. President Trump has secured $8 billion worth of funding to help First Nations Americans tackle COVID-19, but the CARES Act provides no guidelines for its distribution. Diné organiser Denise Livingston says the sizable bureaucracies and federal agencies have caused a lot of delay and confusion beyond grassroots beyond grassroots organisation from communities. There is no real centralised Native American COVID-19 response. Thank you, Rachel, for that report. And I should say there was the clip at the top from Trump saying that is taxpayers' money going to the World Health Organization. And he's also actually using taxpayer money to make his campaign videos, apparently, or videos that he is screening at coronavirus briefings. Somebody has texted in, though, saying Trump has paused payment to the World Health Organization pending a review of their actions. It's a diversion tactic. Thank you, Texter, and thank you, Rachel.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this? Aye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.